Shalom to all. Today's office is Chol Daf Pei. We're starting about the third line with the words Amar of Papa. And today's office sponsor Lili Nishmas Mars Mayim Sarabat Miyakom Moshe Hernish Shama should have an Aliyah. So the Gemara just concluded with its final answer of what the machlokes is between Rabbi Elazar and the Chum is regarding a Kai or a Kvi. We had said that both are Masupik. They're both in doubt if we're Chashal Zera Av. Their main argument is, do we say Mikza Se? Rabbi Elazar says no. The Chum say yes. And this is relevant to three discussions: Oisim Es Benoi, Kisu Adam, and Matanois. As Amar Papa Rabbi says, Hilchach therefore Le'in Kisu Adam Matanois. Regarding the latter two topics that we discussed. Kisu Adam, the chiv to cover blood of a chaya shechted on Yomtif. And we quote a Mishnah, the person is not allowed to shecht a kvi on Yomtif. And if he does not do Kisu Adam. And also in regards to Matanois, which is the chiv to give certain parts of an animal to a kayin. And this is only by a behema, not by a chaya. Loi mishkachas, it can only be found ela b'tzvi habal tiyasha, with a male deer and a female goat. As we have just said, that both according to Rabban Rabbi Elazar, they're masupik. They're not so sure, do we pay attention to the father of Zara? And v'kamifligi b'sev afilu miktaseh. They argue, do we give validity to only a partial set? And if regarding Kisu Adam, don't shecht it because maybe Chayshin Lazara Av, that would be the Rabbanon, and that would make it a Chaya, which requires Kisui. However, once it is shechted, don't do Kisui because maybe ain't Chayshin Lazara Av, and then it's only in a Behema, and it doesn't require Kisui. Now, if Matanos, Rabbi Elazar patras completely because if Chayshin Lazara Av, we only have Mikta Se, and therefore it would be incumbent upon the Kayin to bring a proof that ain't Chayshin Lazara Av in order to receive his Matanos, and the Rabbanon are only Mechayiv and half Matanos anyway. Way, as we explained in the bottom of the previous Amud. And the market is in Yosef Esbenoi. In regards to Yosef Esbenoi, Meshkachas law, Bein B'tiyasha Baal Tzviyo, Bein B'tzviyah Baal Tiyasha. In both cases, where the father's a goat and the mother's a deer, or the father's a deer and the mother's a goat. And we speak this out. B'tiyasha Baal Tzviyo, if the father's a goat and the mother's a deer, what would the discussion be? Uli Yisura. It would be only in regards to whether there's an Isser, but not Malkus. There are abundance of the abundant hold, Dilma Chayshin Lazaro Av. Maybe we are Chayshin for the father, which is a goat, and Sev Afil Mikta Samrinon. We also say Mikta Se, Va'asr, and therefore it would be Asr. For us is Benai, but it wouldn't come along with Malkus because maybe we're not Chayshesh. Whereas Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Elazar holds Nei Nami the Chayshel Zara Av. Even if we want to say that we're Chayshesh for the father, which again is a goat, but Sev Afil Mikta Se Loem Rinon, we don't say Mikta Se, and therefore at best this is Mikta Se, which doesn't have a Chiyuv Vayis as Benai. So that would be the Machlokes Rabbi Elazar and Rabban in that situation. And Betzvi Habal Tiyasha Ula Malkus. In the reverse, where the father is a deer and the mother is a goat, the discussion would be regarding Malkus. Rabban inside of the Rabban hold Nei Nami the Chayshel Zara Av. That even though Chayshel Zara Av and the father is a deer, nonetheless Sev. We still say Mikta Se, and since the mother is a Se, that makes the child a Se, and therefore there's a 100% no questions asked Isser of Isser's Benoi, and that's why Malkinon Le, we're going to give the person Malkus if he checks Isser's Benoi, whereas Rabbi Elazar Sover, he holds Isura Ikka, there's an Isser here, but Malkus Leka, there's no Malkus. Isura Ikka, there is an Isser, Dilma in Chayshel Zara Av, maybe we do not pay attention to the father at all, Vahai Sema Al Yehu, and then this is considered a 100% Se, however, Malkus Leka, we can't give the person Malkus, Dilma Chayshel Zara Av, maybe we're Chayshish for the father, and then this is only a miktaseh, and since we don't say miktaseh according to Rabbi Elazar, it wouldn't come along with Malkus. So that's Rabbi Papa's explanation of how we understand the machlokes, Rabbi Elazar and the Rabbanon, in these three topics that we discussed in the previous Amud. Now we continue discussing a kvi. Amar Rabbi Yehuda tells us, kvi bar b'fnei atzmahi, a kvi is its own beria, it's its own creation. The chamim didn't decide, they didn't have a clear conclusion if it's a behema or if it's a chaya. Now the reason why Rabbi Yehuda holds this is because he's of the opinion that you're not able to crossbreed a chaya and a behema. The Rabbanon and Rabbi Elazar hold that you could. Rabbi Yehuda holds that you can't, and that's why he says that a kai is a completely different baryon. Now Rav Nachman says kai is a el habar. The kai is the wild ram which is found in the forest, and that's what it is. Says the Gemara Ketanai, this is like machlokes Tanaim. Kai is a el habar. Some say ze habam and atyashim and tzviyot. It's an animal that comes from a goat and from a deer, as we discussed yesterday. Whereas Rabbi Yosi says kvi bar b'fnei atzmahi. It's its own separate creation. V'leichru b'chachamim imin chaya imin behema. Now Rav Shimon Gamliel Emer, he tells us min behema hi. It's actually min behema v'shel based to shai. According to some, shel based Rashai, Hay Magal Mahana Dar Madarim, this family used to raise flocks of these kais. Now Amar Zayir, Amar of Safra, Amar of Nuna, Hani Izei Debala, these goats that are found in the forest, Kshares Lagav Mizbeach, they're kosher to be brought on the Mizbeach as a carbon, meaning they are behemoths and they are not chayos. Tovar Laki Adam Rav Yitzchak, he clearly holds what Rav Yitzchak said, Eser Behemoth Mana Kasov, Vesuloi, the Pasuk only mentions 10 animals. When the Torah tells us which animals are kosher, it lists 10 animals, and that's it. And Vahani, Midaloika Chashav Luhu Bahadi Chayos, these, meaning these Izei Debala, these forest goats, since they're not mentioned with chayos in the pasuk shma mino de eizninhu, it must be that it's the same min as regular goats, and even though they're wild goats, they live in the forest, it's still considered a goat and it's a behema and it's allowed to be brought as a carbon. But now we ask Maskur or Vachav or Yaakov, yes, as follows, veima, why didn't I say as follows? When the pasuk talks about chayos, it says ayol v'tzvi, and that's prat and specification, and then when the pasuk tells about kosher animals, it says kol behema, all animals, klal, that's a generalization, pratu klal, that means we have first specification, then a generalization, nasa klal, moisef ala prat. Turns out that the klal is adding onto the prat. It tells the ikatuva that there really are a lot of other animals included in chayos that aren't listed by the pasuk. It's very possible that this ezdabalo, this forest goat, is considered a chaya and not a behema. So we respond, that's not a raya, because imkain, if so, kol hani prati lamali, then why would the Torah need to mention a whole bunch of other prats? It doesn't just say ayil v'tzvi, it says ayil tzvi yachmur akoy dishon so'oy and zomer. And so much we can't be darshanet as pratu klal. However, we continue asking, maskalor of achabreder of ikka, v'dilma, why don't we say that mina da akoy ninhu, that these forest goats are considered akoy, that's mentioned in the pasuk. We don't know what the akoy is. And amrili of achabreder of aviler of ashi, v'amrila, some say it was of achabreder of aviler of ashi, dilma mina de so'oy, or mina de zomer ninhu. Maybe these forest goats are considered the so'oy or the zomer of the pasuk. So how can you say that it's a behema? And finally, says the Gemara, amrili of chanler of ashi, that amemar, shari tarbayhu, amemar openly and clearly allowed one to eat their fat. And so we see that at least according to amemar, these isei debala, these wild forest goats, they're considered chayos, whose chalev is permitted, and not behemos. We have a similar discussion. What's with these goats? Are they allowed to be brought in the mizbech? Are they considered behemos? So I'm going to respond to him. I'd kindly plead your Rabbi Yitzchak Rabbanon el b'shar habar. The machlokes that we have between Rabbi Yitzchak and Rabbanon is regarding a wild shar. Now we have a mishnah that says shar habar min behemahu. The Tanakam of the Rabbanon hold that the shar habar is a type of behema. Rabbi Yitzchak Amar, he says min chaya, it's considered a chaya. The Rabbanon side of the Rabbanon hold min the targuminon from the fact that the targum of the word sa'ay of the pasuk is turbala, and turbala is literally the shar of the bala of the forest, so that's a wild ox, so mina de behemahu. We see it's a type of behema because it's a shar, whereas Rabbi Yitzchak Amar, he holds min the kachashiv le bahadi chayos, since it's being counted among the chayos, because sa'ay is mentioned in the chayos of the pasuk, mina de chayahu, it must be it's a chaya. Now that's our homachlegs regarding shar habar. Avalhani, they were called mina de ezdenu. These izei de bala, these wild forest goats, everyone agrees that the type of ez, a goat, and they're allowed to be brought on the mizbeach. However, we have the same questions we just had before. Maskalor of achabreder of ikka, vidilma mina de akoy ninhu, maybe it's a type of akoy, which is a chaya, and amrili ravina of ashi, vidilma mina de sa'oy, mina de zomer ninhu, maybe it's a type of sa'oy or zomer, which is also a type of chaya, and amrili of nachman of ashi, that a memar shari tarbayhu, a memar permitted their fats, showing that they're chayos and not behemoths, so we don't have a raya. And then we go back to our mission. We had said, ketzad, hashaychet, v'chulu, and we had 12 different cases of Mishnah, multiple permutations of when a person might or might not be chayev for Isavas Benai. Says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Shaya, kul masisin deloik Rav Shemin. The entire Mishnah is not like Rav Shemin. Mimai, how do we know this? Well, the Katani, since one of the cases of the Mishnah is kadshim bachot, that both animals were kadshim and they were shechted outside the base of Mikdash, harishin chayev karis u'shnei pesulim. He's chayev karis for shechting the first one outside. That's called shchutei chutz. One is chayev karis for, and both of them are pasul. And u'shnei himself can answer arbayim. In regards to both animals, the person is going to get 40 malchus for shechting them. Well, mechli, let's see. Shaminin le Rav Shemin to Amar. We've heard that Rav Shemin holds shchita she'en ruuya loy shma shchita, and this is a very important line. He holds that shchita, which is not fitting, is not called shchita, which means that if the shchita of the animal is not going to allow one to eat it, that's not going to permit it to be eaten, so it's not even considered a shchita in the first place. So since we know that Rav Shimon holds shchita shein ruuya shma shchita, well then how does that play out in the case where both of them are kachim and they were shechted outside the base of Mikdash? Payam the base on top, kama mikto katle. The first one was shechted outside the base of Mikdash. It's considered like he just killed it. He didn't shecht it. It's a shchita shein ruuya. It can't be eaten because it's kachim outside the base of Mikdash. So he is chayv karis for shechting it outside. That's based off a pasuk and a drasha, but it's still not considered a shchita. It's just considered like he killed it, and therefore sheni miskal b'finimhu. The second animal technically would have been able to be brought inside the Beis HaMikdash because the first one wasn't considered to be shechted. The second one is now able to be brought in the Beis HaMikdash as a karbon, and therefore when he shechts the second one outside, karis nami l'chayiv. He should also be chayiv karis for shechting kachim outside, not just chayiv malchus for osvas benai. Furthermore, what's another case in the Mishnah? Chulin b'finim. Both animals were chulin and they were both shechted inside the Beis HaMikdash. What did the Mishnah say? Shnei psulim. Both of them are pasul. Vashen yisav gizarbayim. And for shechting the second one, a person is going to receive malchus because that's osvas benai. Now mechti, let's see. Shamina l'Rav Shimon d'Amar shchita shein ruuya shma shchita. Rav Shimon holds the shchita zayin ruuya is not called shchita, and that means that kama mikto katle, the first one is really just considered to be killed because it's chulin ba'azara and it's not able to be eaten. So that means it's shchita shein ruuya. It's like it wasn't shechted. Therefore, sheni amaisav gizarbayim. Why would he get malchus for shechting the second one? You're only chayiv malchus for osvas benai if the first one was considered a shchita, and therefore when he shechts the second one as a shchita shehi ruuya, he would get malchus for that for osvas benai. But in this case, it's considered shchita shein ruuya, so he shouldn't get malchus. That's another point here that shows that the Mishnah is not Rav Shimon. We see this in yet another case. What did the Mishnah say? Kachim bifnim. Both animals were kachim, and they were both shechted inside the Beis HaMikdash. So Risha and Kashru Pater, the first one is kasher and he's Pater. He didn't do anything wrong. He shechted the carbon in the Beis HaMikdash, everything's fine. And Vasheni, in regards to the second one, Yisav Yisgarbaim, he gets malchus. Upasol and salad be eaten. Now here's the question. Mechli, let's see. Shamina later, Rav Shimon d'amar shchita shein ruuya shma shchita. Rav Shimon holds the shchita shein ruuya is not called a shchita, and shchita is kachim nami, shchita shein ruuya hi. Shechting kachim is considered shchita shein ruuya. Why is that? The kama de loy zarek dam loy mishtri basar. As long as the blood of the animal hasn't been sprinkled on the mizbeach, the meat is not permitted to be eaten. So the shchita itself is considered a ruuya because just by shechting the animal, the person is not allowed to eat it. And therefore, sheni, amasek b'zarbayim pasul. Why do we say the second animal is pasul and he gets malchus for shechting it? It's a shechita sheni ruuya because it's kachim. Elishma mino deloy krab shemen. It's obvious that Ramisha is al krab shemen. Ask the Gemara, what's the chiddush in this? Pshita d'hachi isa. Of course, it's how it is. Since he holds shechita sheni ruuya shmashchita, obviously our Mishnah is not like him. What's the chiddush? The answer is the last point is the chiddush. Shechita's kachim and srichalei. The whole purpose of bringing this is for shechita's kachim. Sagadat chamina. I would have thought to say the shechita's kachim shechita ruuya hi. Shechting kachim is considered shechita ruuya. Dehai nachar v'zarg dam loy mishri basar. If a person stabbed the animal, he didn't shecht it. He just stabbed it. Then he took the blood and sprinkled on the mizbeach. The meat's not permitted to eat. But v'chishachet mishri basar. When he shechts the animal and then he does zrikas adam, the meat is permitted to eat. So therefore, I might say the shechita ruuya hi. The shechting kachim is considered shechita ruuya. Kamash malan. The chiddush is that no, since as we said before, as long as the zrikas adam did not happen, the meat's not allowed to be eaten. So the shechita is considered in ruuya, and that's the main chiddush in Reb Shimon. We're actually talking about this in the next stuff as well. The Gemara continues asking on the Mishnah, why are we saying the only set of malchus he's going to get is for Isav Es Benoi? Why does he also get malchus for the lav of mechusar zman? Mechusar zman means that it's premature. We have an animal which is kachim, but it's too early to shecht it, so there's a lav to shecht it. In every case of Isav Es Benoi is also mechusar zman, because once the mother was shechted, we have an issur to shecht the child today, but it is allowed to be shechted tomorrow, and therefore if the second animal is kachim, it's considered mechusar zman. It's a carbon which cannot be shechted today. It's premature, but it's allowed to be shechted tomorrow. So when he does shechted today, he should get malchus for mechusar zman. How do we know? Zaytan, you have a brayso. How do we know that anytime we have a shor seh, which is pasul, that we apply the words lo yiratzeh, it's not an acceptance, meaning a lav, don't bring it as a carbon? Tamlam, because the pasuk says v'shar v'seh sarua v'kalut v'gaymer. A shor seh, which is either sarua, its leg is too long, or it's kalut, it doesn't have split hooves. The pasuk says lo yiratzeh, it's not brought as a carbon. Limit al psulim shebishar v'seh shehu b'lo yiratzeh. This teaches us that when we have a psul that applies to shor seh, that there's this lav of lo yiratzeh. And since we have a shor seh over here, that because of isav es benoi, it's considered mechusar zman. It's not allowed to be brought today, so we should get malchus from mechusar zman. Says the Gemara, you're technically right. However, kika chashev lavi de isav es benoi. The only lavim that are being mentioned in the Mishnah are lavim of isav es benoi. Lavi nuchroi, lavka chashev. We're not mentioning other ones. Nuchroi comes from the word nachri, like foreign. We're not talking about other lavim, just isav es benoi. Ask the Gemara, v'loi, really? V'akanchem b'chutz, the lav nuchroi ninhu, lav of shechtin kachem outside. That's a different lav, vika chashev, and that's mentioned in the Mishnah. The Gatani was the Mishnah say, kachem b'chutz, if both of the animals he's shechting are kachem and he did them outside the base of Mikdash, so Rishon Chayv Kares, he's Chayv Kares for shechting the first one because that's Shechita Chutz, Ushneim Sefik Nezarbayim, and he gets Malkus for shechting both of them. Now, Bishlam Sheni, Mishum Lav the Isis Benoi, we understand he gets Malkus for the second one because with that one he was over Isis Benoi, El Rishon Amai Sefik. Why does he get Malkus for shechting the first one outside the base of Mikdash? Lav Mishum, Lav the Shechita Chutz, isn't it because of the Lav of Shechita Chutz? Then not only would it be Chayv Kares, but there's also Malkus with it. So we see that we are mentioning other Lavim other than Isis Benoi. Says the Gemara, you're right. However, Kol Hechadel Lekha Lav the Isis Benoi, Chashav Lav Nuchroi. Anytime the person is not going to be chai for Isis Benoi for this particular animal, so then we'll mention other lavim. But v'chol hecha de'ikol lav de'Isis Benoi, anytime the person is going to be chai for Isis Benoi for this animal, loy chashav lavin uchroi, Mishnah doesn't mention other lavim that maybe he's also going to get malchus for, such as mechusar zman. However, Rabzeir answers differently and says, hanuchol mechusar zman, leave the lav of mechusar zman to the side. That kasuv pei alaf amar alaf on top, nitkoi la'asei, because the pasuk actually shifts it to being an asei. In other words, as we're going to see in a moment, really the whole lav of mechusar zman is learned from in asay, and therefore it doesn't come from Malkus. My time, why is this? Is the Gemara. Damakar, because the Pasuk tells us, Miyayim Hashmini Vahala Yeratzeh. From the 8th day and on, it shall be Ritzoi for Hashem. This is when the Pasuk tells us that the first 7 days of an animal's life, it should be with its mother, and from the 8th day on, it could be brought as a carbon. What do we learn from here? Miyayim Hashmini In Me Karolai. That from the 8th day on, it could be brought as a carbon. Previously, though, before the 8th day, it's not brought as a carbon. That means that there's a lav to bring it before its 8th day. However, lav haba mechal asay, asay. This is a lav that comes from an asay, and that means it just has the status of an asay, and therefore does not come along with Malkus, and this is considered Mechusar Zman. It's premature if it's within its first week of life, and that would be the same thing with Isis Benoi. Mechusar Zman doesn't come with Malkus. Ask Gemara, how can we say this? We need this pasuk for what Rabbi Tariki said. Rabbi Tariki Rami, he has a stira. Ksiv, the pasuk says, that for 7 days it should be with his mother. Halayla Chazi, that's mashma, that already at night it's fitting to be a carbon. Ksiv, but then the pasuk says, from the 8th day and on, it shall be yours Ritzoi, and we learn from here, in Laila Lai. It's only from the 8th day and on, not from the night of the 8th day. Hakeitz, that's why I don't understand the seeming stira. It must be Laila Kedusha, Yaim Lahartza. By the night already, the night after the 7th day, he can designate this as a carbon. In the daytime, he's able to bring it as a carbon, and that's going to be a Ritzoi. So we see we need the Pasuk for Rav Driki said. Says the Gemara, Ksiv Krachrina. There's another Pasuk. It says, Kain Tasel Sharchel Tzonecha. And this Pasuk concludes, Shivas Yamim Yeim Imoi by Yaim Hashmini Titnoi Li. And that's where the drasha should come from. Mil, the original pasuk could be used, for Rav Zeira said that the lav mechusar's man doesn't come with malchus, and that's the reason why the Mishnah didn't mention it. We're going to stop for the day and pick up tomorrow. Continue to discuss shitas Rav Shimon of Isis Benai, not applying to Kachim, but for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.